ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. சௌந்தர்ய லஹரி ஸ்லோகா 17. Again, before we continue, let me get some feedback whether you are able to see the screen and also the voice. If anybody would just put a comment, I would just look at it and then see whether everything is fine. Good. Okay, now let me go ahead. And Sloka 17. Savitri bhirvacham chashi mani shila bhangaruchi bihi vashinyadya bihi twam sahajanani sanchintayati yakam சகர்த்தா காவ்யானாம் பவதி மகதாம் பங்கிருச்சிபிஹ வசோபிர் வாக்தேவி வதனகமலா மோதமதுரைஹி. This is the 17th shloka. Amba is addressed here as Sri Janani Namaha, the one who grants scholarship in all arts, vagvilasam, shastra gyanam, sakala kala, Parinata Siddhyartham, supposed to be very proficient in all arts and so many other nice things. And Amba is addressed here as Janani, O Mother, Vashinyadhyabihi Saha. You are surrounded by Vashini and all others. Vashini, they are all the Vagdevatas, who are Savitri Birvacham, who are all eloquent speakers. All these Vagdevatas, they are all eloquent speakers, and they are the one who described the entire Lalita Sahasranamam to Amba. Amba was so happy listening to the Vashinyadi Devatas reciting her glory. So, eloquent speakers, Chashi Mani Shila Bangaruchibihi, with the brilliance emanating from the moonstone. Chashi Mani Shila is the moonstone, Bangaruchibihi, which is the broken moonstone, so the rays coming out of that moonstone, yaha, any person, sanchintayati, who thinks, twam of you, saha, that person, he or she, Bangiruchibihi, that person will shine like the scholarly works of Mahatam. Mahatam means great pandit, scholars. And Kavyanam Karta, will become the author of kavyas, literary works, filled with vachobihi, words, which are vagdevi vadana kamala moda madurahi, which are sweet with the fragrance arising from the lotus face of Saraswati, vadana kamalam, the lotus face of Saraswati Vagdevi, which are very sweet. So, O Mother, you are surrounded by Vashini and all other devatas, who are eloquent speakers with the brilliance emanating from the fresh-cut moonstone. Those who think of you will shine like the scholarly works of great pandits. They will become authors of kavyas, sweetened by very nice, delicious and fragrant words, like the fragrance of the lotus-like mouth of Saraswati, the goddess of speech. So that is how the Acharya is addressing Amba here. And now this sloka also I have put here for the sake of completion, the way the japa is done. The japa is done facing east 1000 times for 45 days, and scholarship in all kinds of all the arts and shastras and everything is all given there. And the plate is supposed to be a gold plate, and the naivedim is supposed to be milk, honey, sugar canes, sugar and everything. I see a comment which says the screen also, the word is not, it's not complete. I hope it is, you are able to see it all right. There is a comment here which says screen also, but it is not complete. I don't know, let me see whether I'm able to read it. Yeah, it says just screen also. All right. So now let me put some, we have to go through some explanation of particular this shloka. So let me pull up my next, the explanation part of it a little bit. And we will go through some more details on this shloka. Now here, this is a shloka which is another Saraswata Prayoga shloka. We already went through this thing earlier where the worship of Saraswati is being exalted here. So in the Sarva Roga Hara Chakra, that also we have seen. So here, the capacity to produce Mahavakyas, all those great things which are Vedantic, as if it is produced by Saraswati herself, that is the kind of Vakvilasam. A person will get such great scholarship. And Devi here is worshipped in the form of Matrukas. Matrukas means the letters of the alphabet. This is called, you know, Matrukatmika. Amba is worshipped like that. And if you take the letters of the alphabet, Sanskrit alphabet, there is one group of all the vowels, 15 of them. And there are then the seven groups of all the consonants. They are the various consonants starting from, you know, the ka, cha, ta. So all these kavargam, chavargam, savargam, savargam, pavargam, and yara, lavasa, and then shasha, sahala. So all those groups of, they are seven of them. So all those seven groups and one group of all the vowels, all put together eight groups of matrukas, letters. And to meditate upon the Devi in the form of these eight groups of letters together with the presiding deities and the eight vashinis. There are eight vashinis and 12 yoginis. These are all various devatas in the eight chakras. And what are those eight chakras? The four Shiva chakra, if you remember the four the triangles. And the ashtakona, the eight, the yantra with all the eight angles, eight triangles. And the two dasharas, the antar dashara and bahir dashara, if you remember the Sri Chakra, we mentioned all that. And then the chatur dashara, the 14 triangled outer, you know, that particular chakra. So all these various chakras, all put together, eight of them. Matrukam, Vashini Yuktam, Yogini Bihi, Samanvitam, Gandakarshini Yuktam, Samsmaretu, Tripurambikam. That is how there is this shloka. So the eight Vashini Devatas are supposed to be Vashini, Kameshwari, Modini, Vimala, Aruna, Jayini, Sarveshwari and Kaulini. These are the Vashinis, Vashinyadi Devatas. And the 12 Yogini Devatas are Vidya, Vechika, Mochika, Amruta, Deepika, Jnana, Apyayini, Medha, Vyomarupa, Siddhirupa and Lakshmi. So these are the Yoginis. So all these Devatas are worshipped in various chakras here. And then the four Akarshanis, Ganta Akarshani, Rasa Akarshani, Rupa Akarshani, Sparsha Akarshani. So Ganda, Rasa, Rupa and Sparsha, all these four, they guard the four gates of the Bhupura. If you remember, in the Sri Chakram, the outermost chakram in the Shishtiskraman, that is the Bhupura with the four gates. So all these four devatas, they guard the four gates of the Sri Chakra. So this is also a Sri Chakra Upasana with so many of these deities occupying various places. And the mode of meditation is called Bhuprastara. Actually, we are going to see in Shloka 31 details of this particular meditation again. But just only for the sake of reference, I have given here Bhuprastara. And Devi, along with these deities, her various aspects in form of Matrukas. It confers on the devotee the gift of poetic genius and marvelous ability in literary art. So that is the faith belief in this particular shloka. And Savitri Bihi means Janayitri Bihi. All those, the Devi responsible who has created all the Akshara Vargas. Akshara Vargas means all these alphabets. And the, along with the various devatas, you know, Vashini and all those devatas. And I have mentioned again, this is the Sarva Roga Hara Chakram. And there is a small anecdote here. In the Bhoja Maharaja's court, of course, Kalidasa was in that court, you know, we all know that. And once Bhoja, he came to the court and he just gave a line in a poem. Kusume kusumotpattihi shruyate nacha drishyate. That is what he came and told. And he asked all the poets, the scholars, to complete that particular shloka. That was his challenge. So what does it mean? Kusume, kusumotpattihi shruyate nacha drishyate. Kusume means kusuma is the flower. In the flower, the utpatti, the origin of another flower, that is heard only, but it is never seen. We only can hear of the utpatti of a flower from a flower, but we have never seen it. That's what he said, and he asked all the scholars to complete that shloka. And as usual, Kalidasa, you know, he is the greatest kavi. So he said, he looked at the girl who was attending to the Raja. He looked at her and said, Bale, Tava Mukambuje, Drishtam, Indivaradvayam. That is how he completed it. Bale, he asked, addressing that girl, oh Bale, oh girl, Tava Mukambuje, in your, the lotus, like face, your flower, your face which is like the lotus, in that flower, the lotus of your flower. Drishtam indivaradvayam, I see two nilotpala flowers. So Raja said it is never seen, it is only heard. But Kalidasa said, in your lotus like face, that lotus flower of the face, I am able to see indivaradvayam, two nilotpala flowers. So just this is given as an example to show the poetic genius of people who have got Amba's grace. I just wanted to mention this incidentally, because that is how people believe that this shloka is able to give such great scholarship. So, Bhangirichibihi means Rachana Viseshaihi, Varnana Kaushalaihi, Chattaha. So, all kinds of, you know, the grace, the splendor with which the Amba's grace it portrays. So the various ways in which the worship is done using all the, you know, Matrukam, Vashini, Yuktam, that shloka I already said, how the various Vashini, all those devatas in various konas and in the Bhupura, they are all worship. They are all more details, but supposed to be a shloka which gives lot of scholarship, vakvilasam and all those great benefits. Now let us go to the next shloka, shloka 18. Let me bring it up.
तनुच्छायाभिस्ते तरुणतरणी श्रीसरणिभिः दिवं सर्वामुर्वीम् अरुणिमणिमग्नां स्मरति यः भवन्त्यस्यत्रस्यत् वनहरिणशालीननयनाः सहोर्वश्यावश्याः कति कतिन कीर्वाणगणिकाः
Sri Shashiyuta Jadachuta Makutayai Namaha. That is how Amba is addressed here in this shloka. So a meditation that makes a person extremely attractive to woman. So again, one has to be careful. As I mentioned in the previous shloka, this is not woman in the real sense. These are all various traits, the various value systems. So Aruna Rupa Dhyanam, so Kama Jayam, these are all supposed to be the various aspects, the benefits of this shloka. O Mother, Yaha Smarati, a person who meditate upon you as the one whose Tanuchayabihi Arunimani. Tanuchayabihi Arunimani means the redness of the luster of your body. Tanuhu means the body. Tanuchayabihi, the redness of the luster of your body. Taruna Tarani Shri Saranibihi, with the splendor of the rising sun's rays, the rays of the rising sun. Magnam, it immerses Sarvam Divam Urvim, the entire heaven and earth. It immerses the entire heaven and earth. Asya, by such a devotee, Kati Kati, how many Girvana Ganikaha, celestial maiden, celestial women, Urvashya Saha, including the great beautiful damsels like Urvashi, Trasyate Vana Harina Shalina Nayanaha, with their eyes so beautiful, like those of the frightened deer of the forest. Trasyat means the one that is frightened. Vanaharina. Vanaharina means that is the deer of the forest. Shalina Nayanaha na bhavanti. How can such a person won't get attracted even by such great, beautiful, celestial women like Urvashi and others? How many celestial damsels, including Urvashi, with eyes bashful, like those of frightened deer of the forest, do not become attracted by the one who meditates on the entire heaven and earth as submerged in the redness of the luster of your beauty, resembling the splendor of the rising sun's rays. So this is a beautiful imagination by Acharya. Again, the japa It's done facing east 1,000 times for 45 days. Benefits are supposed to be, you know, the artists, they receive fame, accolades. They attract people of opposite sex. And the yantram is gold plate. Naivedyam is supposed to be payasam, milk, tambulam, and all that. So actually, when I mention some of these, just to take it only for the sake of it, don't attach much more this thing than, you know, what it deserves at the moment, because it requires enormous different types of skills. And the yantra is also given at the side, and the various the bija mantras are also given for worship in this particular shloka. Now, this shloka also has so many other nice things built into that thing. So the idea for this particular shloka is, again, Taruna Tarani Sri Sharani Bihi. Taruna Taranihi. So Taruna Taranir Bala Surya. So the Bala Surya, the rising sun, is what is implied. Tasya Srihi Shobha, Tasyaiva Sri Sharanihi. So that is how the Acharya is imagining Amba here as the rising sun, as the Bala Surya. And here also, again, we said Sri Vashyakaram. So Amba is worshipped in Devi Mahatmyam, Sriya Samstas Tava Devi Vedaha. So in our tradition, every Sri is only looked at as the Amba's form only. In our, that is the very uniqueness of our trait. So for example, everybody we address, other than one's wife, we address everybody as Amma only. In Tamil, if you say it, Amma only, even if you want to shout at somebody, so if they are staying somewhere and all, Amma, move away. That's what we say. That is our tradition. So you see everybody as Amba Swarupam only in our tradition. So all these threes are seen that way only. So there is no Kama. Whenever you look at these various women, there is no Kama, there is no feeling of Kama at all in the mind of such a devotee, a person who is so devoted to Amba. When it is said that he is attracted to so many women, it is not that he has got Kama in his heart, he is the one who wins over Kama, who has Raga, Dvesha, all those things, they have already gone out of this person. Kama, Krodha, Moha, Loba, Madha, Matsaryasi, all those things, they have gone up out of him. He has won over all those traits. So such a person who is the devotee of Amba, who worships her in this form as described in this shloka, then he is the one who wins over all kinds of kamas. And as I told in the previous shloka itself, earlier shloka itself, Sannamayityupatita namyante esmai kamaha. A person who surrenders unto Amba, the one who does repeated namaskarams to Amba, leaving all the ego outside and then falling at her feet, namyante esmai kamaha, all desires, kamas, they are all portrayed here as various, you know, ladies and all that thing, they come and fall at his feet. That's how Amba is. Her grace is so much that she can bless a person with such a kind of great virtue, and a person who will be devoid of all these afflictions like kama, krodha, these and so many things. Let us move on to shloka 18. Let me pull it up. This way it is easy for me to just read and give the explanation than giving a full lecture, because otherwise it will take a lot of time to finish. Mukham bindum krutva kuchayugam adastasya tadadaha harardham jayedyaha haramahishite manmatakalam sasadyat samkshobham nayati vanita ityati laghu trilokim apyashu brahmayati ravindustanayugam haramahishye namaha. So that is how Amba is addressed here. The power to attract all the three worlds. A person is having such great grace, he will be attracted, you know, by all the three worlds. Kama Kala Dhyanam is what is done in this shloka. Kama Jayam. Kama means all the various afflictions associated with Kama, Krodha, all the things, all the dveshas. A person wins over all of them. Hara Mahishi. Amba is addressed here, O Queen of Paramashiva. Hara is Paramashiva. ఓ ద మహిషి ద క్వీన్ ఓ ద క్వీన్ ఆఫ్ పరమశివ యహాధ్యాయేత్ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ మెడిటేట్స్ అపాన్ యూ అపాన్ వాట్ ముఖం బిందుం కృత్వా ద బిందు యాస్ యువర్ ఫేస్ అగైన్ యు నో ఇన్ ద శ్రీచక్రం సో ద బిందు యాస్ యువర్ ఫేస్ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ వర్షిప్స్ యూ మెడిటేట్స్ అపాన్ యూ లైక్ దాట్ తస్య అధః అండ్ దెన్ బిలో దాట్ బిందు దాట్ ఫేస్ కుచయుగం ద బ్రెస్ట్ తదధ అండ్ బిలో దాట్ హరార్ధం ది హాఫ్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ శివ హర మీన్స్ శివ అర్ధం మీన్స్ హాఫ్ ద హాఫ్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ శివ హియర్ దట్ ఈస్ రెఫర్డ్ టు హియర్ ఆస్ ద యోని ఆఫ్ ది అంబ అండ్ తే యువర్ మన్మత కలాం మన్మత కలాం ఈస్ కామకళ కామకళ విచ్ ఇస్ ది క్లీన్ బీజం ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ దట్ దర్ ఆర్ వేరియస్ బీజ మంత్రాస్ డినోట్ వేరియస్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ అండ్ ది కామకళ ఆర్ మన్మత కళ దట్ ఈస్ డినోటెడ్ బై ది క్లీన్ క్లీమ్ ద మోమెంట్ యూ సే క్లీమ్ దట్ బీజ మంత్ర సిగ్నిఫైస్ కామకళ సద్య దట్ పర్సన్ ఇమీడియట్లీ వనిత సంక్షోభం నయతి దట్ పర్సన్ వనిత మీన్స్ ఆల్ లేడీస్ అగైన్ దిస్ కామశక్తిస్ ఆర్ పోర్ట్రేట్ అగైన్ లేడీస్ సంక్షోభం నయతి అట్రాక్ట్స్ ఆల్ కామశక్తిస్ కామశక్తిస్ హీ అట్రాక్ట్స్ ఇతి అతి లఘు దిస్ ఈస్ వెరీ వెరీ సింపుల్ లఘు ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ సింపుల్ ఆశు భ్రమయతి దట్ పర్సన్ వెరీ క్విక్లీ ఆశు మీన్స్ క్విక్లీ వెరీ క్విక్లీ భ్రమయతి అట్రాక్ట్స్ ఈవెన్ త్రిలోకామపి ద త్రీ వర్ల్డ్స్ దట్ పర్సన్ వెరీ క్విక్లీ కెన్ అట్రాక్ట్ త్రీ వర్ల్డ్స్ ఆల్సో విచ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ మెయిడన్ దట్ ఈస్ హౌ అగైన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ పోర్ట్రేట్ యాస్ ఎ మెయిడన్ ద త్రీ వర్ల్డ్స్ రవీందు స్తన యుగం ద సన్ అండ్ మూన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ గ్రేట్ ది ఆల్ ది త్రీ వర్ల్డ్స్ దాట్ ఈస్ లైక్ ద బ్రెస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ విమన్ సో దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ది డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఇస్ గివెన్ హియర్ ఓ క్వీన్ ఆఫ్ హర పరమశివ The person who meditates on your kamakala, treating your face as bindu, the pair of breasts under it and half of the letter ha below it, at once impassions all women. This ha, letter ha, I will explain all that. But this indeed is trifle for him, very trivial for him, for that person he swiftly can entice the three worlds. Conceived as again as women. The three worlds are portrayed as feminine and again. That has the sun and moon for her breast. That is how the description is given. So the japa is again done 1,000 times facing east for 25 days. And the power again to attract opposite sex. Understand that clearly. Opposite is not women. They are men. It is opposite means all this. A person winning over all kinds of karma, krodha, all that thing. And with rules over all the others, animals, demons and all, because all the three worlds means all those occupied by all the species wins over all of them. And the yantra is again a gold plate, naivedyam, honey, milk, payasam, and this is the yantram, cream yantram. So all these things are given here. And now let us look at some details of this shloka, because the various things that are portrayed here, we want to see them in some detail, how Acharya is trying to portray those things here. As I told, హరార్ధం ఇస్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ హకారార్ధం ఇన్ దర్ ఇస్ అ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ వేదం సో దర్ ఇస్ అ హకారార్ధం అండ్ ది హకారార్ధం దర్ ఇస్ దిస్ హ ఇఫ్ యు రైట్ ద లెటర్ ఇన్ సాంస్క్రిట్ హ ది లోవర్ హాఫ్ ఆఫ్ ది హ వెన్ యూ రిమెంబర్ ఐ డోంట్ నో ఐ డోంట్ రైట్ హియర్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ ఫెమిలియర్ విత్ సాంస్క్రిట్ ఆర్ హిందీ ది హ ద లెటర్ ద లోవర్ హాఫ్ ఆఫ్ హ దట్ రిసెంబుల్స్ ఏ So this is the lower half of this is A, or if you can include the things of I. So that is what that is, and that Kha signifies Hamsaha. Hamsaha again, Hamsaha signifies wisdom. So this is in this Harardam, the half letter of Harardam, the Ardam, the half. That denotes the A letter in that thing. And the Bindu, the face of Amba as now, you know, as the Bindu. So below it, the two breasts, that is the Trikona, that is the, so the, and then below this, the Yoni, that is the shape of the Harardam, half the letter of Ha. So Manmatakala or Kamakala is that signifies the Icha Shakti. The desire to the you know the Icha Shakti the desire for the ability for desire kama desire so the sun is supposed to be so the three bindus that are there in that the sun is supposed to be the face and the moon and fire they are portrayed as the two breasts and the yoni is supposed to be A, that is supposed to be the cause of creation. So that is how Amba is worshipped here. So Hamsaha. So in the three bindus, how that come is in Ham, it has this Am has got one bindu on that one dot. And Hamsaha, in Saha, you have got this Aha, that vowel, that has got two bindus in that, two dots. So there are three bindus total. So in Hamsaha, Ham is Ik plus Am. That is Am has got one bindu, one dot. And Saha has got Ik plus Aha, that vowel, that Aha has got two bindus or two dots, making it three bindus. So that is the Manmathakala. So Manmathakala has three bindus, and the three bindus are represented by sun and moon and fire. And if a person who worships Amba in this particular manner, and that is what various benefits are all portrayed for him, Kamadeyam and all those things are portrayed for that person who can worship Amba in this manner, he acquires, that means what? All these shlokas tell how a person, when he worships Amba in this manner, he becomes devoid of all worldly desires. A person devoid of all doshas. A person who is devoid of all ragadveshas. So it makes the person, in Vedantic term, he becomes an adhikari. Adhikari means a person who has got viveka, vairagya, shamadhi shakta sampattihi and mumukshutvam. That is viveka, the difference between what is eternal and what is ephemeral, he understands. And viveka, vairagya, he has got vairagyam towards all things that, he treats all these, shita and ushna, all those things, he treats them as without any of these things to them. And then samadhi shatya sampatti, he has got mind control, sense control, patience, so many, all these qualities. Because when you have got the indriya, control of the indriyas, then one will not succumb to all kama and various kinds of raga, dvesha and all, one will not succumb to any of them. So he acquires all those qualities, and of course he has got mumukshuam, the desire to reach Amba that he has got. So when a person worships in this manner, he becomes an adhikari, ultimately to even gain moksha samrajya. And that is what is portrayed by doing worship of thinking of Amba in this particular manner in this shloka. Let us now go to the next shloka. Card 20, let me pull it up.
Kiranti mangebhyaha kirana nikurumba amritarasam sriditva madatte himakarashila murtimivayaha sasarpanam darpam shamayati shakuntadipayivaham jvaraplushtan drishtya sukhayati Sudhadhara Siraya.
Again, this shloka. Himakara Shila Murtaye Namaha. The power to destroy the effects of various poisons, freedom from all kinds of diseases, affliction, they are all supposed to be the benefit of reciting this shloka. So, Sarva Visha Sarva Jvara Nivarana. All kinds of poisons, afflictions, diseases, supposed to go away. Again, addressing Amba, O Mother, Yaha Hridi Tvam Adatte. A person who meditates in his heart upon you, Hridi means in the heart, upon you, Adatte, who is Himakarashila Murtimiva, who is like the Murti made up of the Chandrakanta stone. Himakarashila is the Shashimani Shila we saw earlier. So this, the moonstone, supposed to be very, the moment you break open the spoon, so many rays, it comes through that, so nice. So Himakara Shila Murti Miva. So the Murti, a Vigraha, made of this Chandrakanta stone, who is like that. So a person who meditates upon you in that manner. Angebhyaha Kirana Nikurumba Amritarasam. Nikurumba Amritarasam. From those organs, the nectar, amritam, in the form of multitudes of rays. They also, nikurumba amritam, kiranam. So from this form, from her body or from the organs, all this nectar, they flow. Kiranti, it flows. Kuchayugam, saha, that person, drishtya, by mere look, Shakunta Adipaiva, like the king of birds, the Garuda, such a bird, Shamayati, he subdued Sarpanam Darpam, the pride of serpents. The pride of serpent is many times its vision. So he subdues them, Sukhayati, and cures Sudhadara Siraya, through the nectar flowing the entire nadi, in the all the nadis of his body, the nectar flowing through all of them, Jvaraprushtan, all those people afflicted with various kinds of bodily diseases. So a person who in his heart meditates on you as having an image of the moonstone, Chandrakanta stone, with a multitude of rays of nectar pouring out of the limbs, by mere look, that person subdues the pride of serpents like the lord of birds, Garuda, and cures the person afflicted by bodily diseases through his nectar-shivering nerve. So all those things are all various words. I will describe them. And then again, japa is supposed to be done for 1,000 times, facing east for 25 days, the power to destroy all kinds of effects of poison, diseases, and the sacred ashes like vibhuti or water could be used as the yantram, milk and poison as the naivedyam, and the yantram and also how the bija mantras are also given here in the right. Okay, now this is another shloka, which is a little complex shloka, not very difficult, but this thing. So here, Amba is worshipped here in this particular shloka. Kiranti Mangebhyaha, right? So it's not done yet. Kiranti Mangebhyaha. Yeah, Nikurumbaha. Nikurumbaha, that means supposed to be Samuhaha. Samuhaha is supposed to be the group of rays, the ray coming out of the various organs of the body. So that is your Kirantim Angebhyaha. And then Shakunta Adipaha means Shakunta Adipati. Shakunta Adipaha. Adipaha means the Shakuntanam Pakshinam Adipaha. That is Garuda. Garuda is supposed to be the chief of all birds, the group of birds. That is supposed to be this thing. And Sudha Sara Siraya. Sudhayaha Adharabhuta Sira Amrita Sindhika Nadihi. So now we have to understand this sloka a little bit, this particular this thing. When we described about the various Adhara chakras of the body, we said right from the Kundalini Shakti is now, it is lifted up in the Arohanam. It goes through various chakras, the Swadhisthana, Manipuragana, Hada, and all these chakras, and then goes through Ajna Chakra, and finally goes to Sahasrara Chakra. And in the Sahasrara Chakra, where Amba is now united with Shiva, the person is now in that stage of a great, spiritual bliss. At that time, what happens is that feeling of bliss, the feeling of, oneness, that feeling of Sarvananda, that flows through every nadi of the body, every nerve of the body. That's what we described at that time when we said about the Arohanam of Kundalini Shakti up to the Sahasrara Chakra. So similarly, when this particular thing is happening here in this worship, so the Amritam flowing through all the nadis of the body of this person. So Sudha Saracha Asav Sirasha. So Taya Sudha Sarasaraya. That's how it's the thing is there. And that is how the entire thing flows through the entire body. And that is how this person has the ability to even do so many great things as described here. And Himakara Shila Murtihi. So Amriteshwari, Amba, that Murti, that Vigraha, which is made out of this Himakara Shila, by that stone, when this is made, that Murti, that Vigraha, that Amba is called Amriteshwari. Amriteshwari, that is the Rupam. So that Amriteshwari, that Amba is supposed to remove the ill effects of all kinds of poisons. And so this is as the all the poison, even the worst poison, can be just subdued by the mere sight by Garuda. Garuda's sight is supposed to remove all kinds of poisons. So Jvaraprushtan, so the as can be removed, this is called the Garuda Prayoga. This particular mantra is called the Garuda Prayoga. A person who worships Amba in this manner will acquire the ability. So this is called the Garuda Prayoga. So if a person could have meditated in this manner, and there is actually a Garuda Upanishad, and the Garuda Upanishad that describes this in some great detail. So Chandra Mandala Sankasha, Surya Mandala Mushtika, Prithivi Mandala Mudranga, Sri Mahagarudaya, Visham Hara Hara Humpat Swaha, Om Kship Swaha, Om Im Sacharati Saracharati, Tatkari, Matkari, Vishanancha, Visharupini, Vishadushini, Vishashoshini, Vishanashini, Visharini, Hatam Visham, Nashtam Visham, Anta Pralinam Visham, Pranashtam Visham, Hatam Te Brahmana Visham, Hatam, Hatam Indrasya Vajrena Swaha. So this is a Garuda Upanishad which gives the various Visham poisons. Which can all be destroyed by the mere sight of Garuda. So a person who worship Amba in this manner gets even such abilities. So Shanmasa Jnana Yogena Jayate Garudopamaha Drishtya Karshyate Lokam Drishtyaivam Kurute Vacham. So by doing Jnanam for 6 months, a person gets the ability as equal to even Garuda Bhagavan. Garuda Bhagavan, by mere sight, a person can bring the entire world into his fold. So, Chandrakanta Shila Murtim Chintayitva Vinashayet Tabajvaran Aseshamsa Shigram Parksha Ivaparaha Garuda Jnana Yogena Smaranat Nashayet Visham. That is what this particular shloka says. So, a person like as the equivalent to the drishti of Garuda, which can destroy all the visham, by his mere sight, this person can bring all worlds into his control when he worships Amba using this particular form as Amriteshwari and also made up of this moonstone. By doing this dhyana, he can remove all kinds of afflictions, all kinds of diseases, all kinds of poisons, all of them. So that is what this shloka says. And there is an interesting anecdote also here. When Mahavishnu, he didn't want to get afflicted by the halahala visham, the poison. So what he did meditate upon this Amriteshwari. So by doing meditation of this Amriteshwari, he did dhyana mantra. And this Amriteshwari, how she is portrayed? You know, we went through the description of the Chintamani Graham of Amba in one of the previous shlokas earlier. And this Chintamani Graham is surrounded by a beautiful lake of nectar. You know, to get one drop of nectar, all these, even Rahu and Ketu, these guys have to do all kinds of tricks to get a drop of nectar. But this Amriteshwari, Chintamani Graham, is surrounded by the full nectar, a lake of this nectar. And in that nectar, this Amba Amriteshwari, she is seated in a boat which is made up of all kinds of precious stones. And because the devotee is so much devoted to Amba and Amba's grace, she is eager to get the devotee across the samsara and take him across the shore, to the next shore. So she is waiting there in that boat as Amriteshwari, and she takes this devotee across to moksha, to Amba. So she is also called Tara. That is another name also for this Amriteshwari, Tara. So Mahavishnu even did dhyanam of this Amriteshwari so that he won't get afflicted by this, you know, this poison, this great poison. So, Sinchantim, Paramamrithani, Dishi, Aprakritrayiram Amshubihi, Kelantim, Amritarnave, Manimayim, Aruhya Naukam Navam. So, Manimayim Aruhya Naukam Navam. She is seated in that Nauka. Nauka means in that boat, which is made up of all precious stones. Srigda Panga Taranga Sikshita Bhave Bhavakshvelam Mukunda Shirate Asmashit Amriteshwarim Bhagavatim Ambam Aham Bhavataha. So in Nilakanta Vijayam, this particular shloka is given. So actually, there was a great scholar in Chennai called Thediyur Subramani Shastrigal, a very, very great scholar. And actually, I just mentioned the name here. Normally, people don't mention even his name, such a great scholar. We call him as the great person of Thedyur, Thedyur Pariva. That is how normally people address him. Such a great person, a great Devupasaka. And he says, when a person recites this shloka, minimum 16 times with the Dhyanam of Amba in this manner, and with either Vibhuti or Tirtham, and think of Amba in this manner, and once that Vibhuti or Tirtham is given to a person afflicted with what kind of disease and all, it is supposed to cure all of them. So that is how, he says. So, these are all great scholars, and they make such suggestions that people follow that also. So this is, I just wanted to mention this as an incidental point, how people pay so much of, belief and also devotion to such kind of worship of Amba. So this is Shloka 20. Let me now pull Shloka 21. Tatilleka Tanvim Tapana Shashi Vaishwanaramayim Nishannam Shannam Apyupari Kamalanam Tavakalam Mahapadmatavyam Mridita Malamayena Manasaha Mahanta Pashyantaham Tadatim Paramahladalaharim Paramahladalaharyay Namaha. That is how Amba is worshipped here, addressed here. Power to destroy enmity and anger and to win over all. So, Sharva Vashikaranam, Sarva Ahladakaranam. So, they are all various benefits of reciting this shloka. So, here Amba is addressed, O Mother, Mahantaha. Mahantaha means the great soul, great people. With Mridita Malamayena Manasa. We'll explain all that later. With their hearts, manasa, the hearts without impurities like kama and avidya, mala maya and all that, mridita mala maya and manasa, who is without all these impurities, pashyantaha, they see you, paramahlada laharim dadati, and they enjoy waves of ananda, paramahlada lahari. So waves of ananda they enjoy, tava kalam, by your kalam, which appears Tatilleka Tanvim, like a streak of lightning, Tapana Shashi Vaishwanaramayim, and that streak of lightning comprises of sun, Tapana is sun, Shashi moon, Vaishwanara fire. Nishannam, Shannam, Kamalanam, Api Upari, and it rests above the six lotuses of basic chakra. Shannam means six, Kamalanam lotuses. So Api Upari means above that. So it rests above the six lotus, Adhara chakra, Kundalini and all those chakras. Mahapadmatavyam, in the lotus forest, like Sahasrara. So that is where Amba is seated. So great people, meditating with their minds, cleansed of impurity and illusion, on your kala, comprising the sun, moon and fire, resting far above the six lotuses and the granthis, and appearing like a streak of lightning, they experience exuberant transcendental bliss. So that is what the general meaning of the shloka. And again, the japa is supposed to be done facing east, morning 1000 times for 11 days. It has the benefit to destroy all kinds of effects of poison, afflictions, diseases. It's a gold plate or silver plate, an avedyam, honey and fruits, and the cream is the bija mantra. So that is, as I told, they are all just only given here for the sake of completeness. So now in this particular shloka, Amba Tatilleka Tanvim, that is the usage of addressing Amba as Tatilleka Tanvim. So this Tatilleka Tanvim, Tatilleka Vidyullata Tatvat Tanvim, Dirga Sukshma, and Jyotirmayi Kshan Prabhacha, Stira Saudaminya, Kshana Prabhavatvam, and Ajna Chakre, Kshana Matra Darshanath. Why Amba is called here Tatilleka? Means we said like a lightning. She appears only like a lightning. So this kala, the kala is supposed to be here sada. The name of the kala is, they call it sada. And when the kundalini, when it is raised from the muladhara, when it goes through various chakras, what it does, when it reaches the ajna chakra, it doesn't stay for a long time. It just vanishes there from the ajna chakra like a lightning, quickly. And because it is immediately, the Shakti wants to really reach the Sahasrara to enjoy the full bliss. So in Sahasrara, it is there in the sthira form, in the stable form, whereas like a lightning, it crosses the Ajna Chakra and then goes to the Sahasrara. So that is how it is described here. So that is why it is called Kshana Saudhamini, supposed to be only for a Kshana, for a small moment. Whereas in the Sahasrara, it is supposed to be Sthira Saudhamini, supposed to be very sthiram, firm there, and then enjoying the bliss of this particular worship. And Mridita Mala Mayena Manasa. Mriditaha Kshapitaha Malaha. Malaha means all these, you know, Kamadayaha. All these Kama Krodas and all that thing. Maya. Maya is Avidya. Asmita Ahankara Ahankaradayaha. Yasya Tate. Tena manasa antakaranena. So a person, by the person who meditates upon Amba like this.